Hey guys, this is Ricky Midnight. Welcome to the show. I have a couple of topics I want to talk to you about today. I was on Facebook and apparently I hurt someone's feelings. I truthfully don't understand why this generation gets offended by words. My generation, when I grew up, I mean, someone could say a bad word, not necessarily directed toward me, but say a bad word, and it didn't hurt my feelings. Now, I may not want to hang out with them if they're just constantly cussing, because maybe that's just me. And, you know, truthfully, I don't care. But there are some people who just don't want to really hang out with you if you're constantly cussing and using vulgarities.
This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your host, Ricky Midnight.
Make sure money's not wasted like that $55 million. But in this case, I used vulgarities. I wasn't directing it toward a person like saying you're a bitch or you're an asshole. I was basically saying the asshole who did this, right, needs to atone for what they did. Whether it be, you know, answer for their crime or learn from their mistakes or whatever the case might be, right? But there are people who get their feelings hurt. And I'm talking about, for example, if someone was to get a baseball bat and knock my knees in and I no longer going to walk straight for the rest of my life and I'm in a lot of pain. We're talking about like that. I mean, if you use a bad word like, you know, shit or damn, it really hurts their feelings. They crawl into a fetal position and they just don't know what to do with themselves. I don't understand it. I made a podcast the other day. Are we becoming wimpier as a society? I don't understand it. Are we becoming wimpier as a society? Is, you know, not my generation, but the younger generation, millennials and then their children, are they, and this does not include every single one of them, okay? But are they just becoming wimpier as a whole? Do feelings, you know, toward people using bad words or, you know, malintent, does it just make them want to crawl into a, you know, a corner, dark corner and cry? Is that why we have those cry pods or, you know, reflection pods, whatever you want to call them? Is that why we have those? Are people just so sensitive nowadays? And if that's the case, let's just use an example. And this is just far off example. Have you ever seen the movie Red Dawn? Or have you ever seen the series The Walking Dead? Now, we're not talking about the actual zombies, okay? But have you ever seen something like that? If society evolved into that, do you think that they would still be alive? These soft, wimpy people, do you think that they would actually still be alive? Or do you think that they would just all, you know, go into mass suicide mode and, you know, just, we can't take it. Our feelings just can't take it. Let's all just get rid of ourselves. We live in the real world. Come on, people. Man up. I got kicked off of Facebook earlier because I mentioned that, you know, people are just too damn sensitive. They're wimps. Why are people so wimpy nowadays? You know, every little bad word hurts their feelings. And not even is it a bad word. Every little, you know, intent may, oh, wow, why would you raise your voice like that? You didn't use any cuss words, but you raised your voice. How could you raise your voice? I am offended by that. I, Ricky Midnight, the podcaster in front of you, does not give a shit if I hurt your feelings. Your feelings don't matter to me. Now, I'm not going out trying to hurt your feelings because, well, you don't matter, right? But your feelings don't matter to me. You hurt my feelings. I don't care. That's not what my podcast is about. My podcast is to get you to open your minds, learn for yourself, do your own research, question your own beliefs. That's what my podcast is about. If you believe Joe Biden's a good man because they tell you he's a good man on the news, question it. Learn. Maybe you'll find out that he is a good man. Maybe you'll find out that he's a piece of crap. But my podcast is about getting you to do your own research and learn for yourself. Now, I'm not here to give you every single detail of every single thing that I say so you could just blindly be spoon-fed information. It is specifically the opposite, to get you to go out and do your own research, to learn for yourself. I'm not here to spoon-feed information to you. It is your job to do that, to learn these things on yourself, whether it be get an encyclopedia, go to a library, or look it up on the internet. And caution, if you look it up on the internet, go to multiple sites and see if they all agree on it. Multiple sites, not one or two, you know, five or six. See if they, you know, or more, and see if they all come to the same consensus. Because sometimes people can edit Wikipedia. Yes, you can edit Wikipedia. All you have to do is be a member, and it's free. You can edit it, and people can make up crap and put it on there. They can make up. I have my own website. I can make up crap, put on the website. So if you read it, do you necessarily believe it? This is what I'm saying. Go out and do your own research. That's what my podcast is all about. Learn for yourself. Hey, guys. My wife and I went to Taco Cabana the other day. We were just going to get a couple of real quick snacks for lunch. We're going to get some queso and chips, and we were going to get a couple of chicken tacos, right? Chicken fajita tacos. Well, we go in there, and the kid behind the counter, obviously he's stoned, right? So I don't know if he's stoned or if he's high on meth or coke or ecstasy, whatever the hell he's got on it. I can see his eyes are dilated. I'm not a biologist, but I could tell he was messed up, right? So he comes to us, and he's like, hey, man, what can I help you guys with? And so we tell him, said, can we get a number two? And then I wanted to get the new burritos that they have there with green chili sauce on mine, right? And so I tell him that after she makes her order for the chips and queso and stuff, right? And I say, I want the burrito. And he says, okay, all right. And he rings it up. And my wife says, because she knows I don't like fresh onion. Fresh onion, I'm not really allergic to it, but it kind of makes my tongue sting a little bit. Cooked onion on a hamburger or something, that's great. But fresh onion on a hamburger or anything else, I can't really eat it very well. But so she says, that doesn't come with onion, right? And he says, well, it comes with cilantro. I said, okay, well, cilantro's good. I like cilantro. Sounds good to me, right? And he said, well, that has onion in it. Cilantro doesn't have onion in it, right? And I said, so I told him, I said, do you mean pico? Or do you mix onion in with the cilantro? Or possibly mean pico? He goes, no, man, it's cilantro and it has onion in it. I said, well, no, cilantro doesn't have onion in it. Cilantro is its own little leaf, right? Its own leaves or stems. Cilantro doesn't have onion unless you crossbred the two, you know, like crossbreeding, you know, a tree or something. Unless you crossbreed them, it doesn't have onion in it. Or you have a really fine blade and you slice the cilantro in half and then you put onion in it and then you sew it back together. I mean, cilantro does not have onion in it, right? I said, so again, I repeated. I said, do you mean pico? You mix it in with pico, you know, with tomato and onion and stuff? No, man. I said, well, you know, that's kind of like saying you have tomato in your lettuce. You can't have tomato in your lettuce, right? You can mix tomato in with lettuce, and that's actually the words I said. You could actually mix it in. Is that what you're talking about, mixing it in with cilantro? No, it's in the cilantro. I'm like, well, no, it can't be. So at that point, I was like, you know what? Screw it. Just give me two of the chips, you know, two of the number twos, right? Chips with a taco and a drink. And he was polite. I'm not saying he wasn't polite. He was a polite kid. He was just stoned off his ass. So I just thought I'd mention that to you. That's Taco Cabana. That's, besides that, level of, service there at the Taco Cabana has just gone downhill. Something fierce. The queso they gave us was a little bit less than halfway of the tiny-ass container. We're talking the tiny-ass, you know, one-ounce container, maybe a two-ounce container. It was less than half of that. The chips were great. They gave us a lot more chips than they needed to. But the beef fajita or the chicken fajita, which it didn't have a bad flavor, don't get me wrong, but it was just almost, I'd say, about 60% of the fat. Now, me, I don't have a problem with that. I'll eat the fat, right? But since it was 60% fat, that means it was only 40% chicken, right? Or not fat. And, of course, my wife doesn't like eating all that fat, right? But you can tell it's thigh meat, which, you know, is going to have fat, right? But before you cook it, you should probably trim a little bit of it off. I mean, you keep a little bit on there in order to give flavor to the chicken. But you trim a little bit off. So the quality, basically, I'm just saying the quality has gone downhill. Now, that's a Taco Cabana in San Antonio, Texas, off of 1604 and Nacogdoches. It's just gone downhill. It's right there in the Walmart parking lot. I'm not going there anymore. I'm done with that place. All these things combined. Now, not that the kid wasn't polite, right? But that the manager, and if there wasn't a manager, maybe an assistant manager there, or even a crew leader there, I don't know what they call them, should have recognized that the kid was stoned and said, hey, look, you need to go home. You know, have a random drug test on him or something, right? But there's no management there. I mean, there's no consistency. You can't have stoned employees ringing up customers. So anyway, guys, this is Ricky Midnight saying God bless America and God bless Texas.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.